The Pet by Stacia, rating PG-13, read by Marion Beat. At meals it would curl up at the potion master's feet under the table. Every so often students could see him slip treats off of his plate to the creature. In his classroom he'd created a little nook for his pet to curl up in. In winter months, when the stone floors were beaded with cold, Professor Snape even brought a blanket for it. Once, during a particularly long class, they were brewing confusion draughts, which needed 3 successive hour-long stirrings, he tucked the blanket around his pet. Professor Snape heard a soft whimper. He crouched down, his robes puddling around him in inky swirls. Seeing that his pet had thrashed his way out of the blanket, he pulled it up over the long curve of its back. The drag of fabric caused the pet's skin to twitch slightly. Snape rested his hand gently against the irritated spot, and the whole class could hear the pet's happy groan. Snape stood and resumed his usual classroom stalking. The students knew better than to show that they'd seen the chink in the dungeon bat's armour. All the same, when they thought he wasn't looking, they exchanged glances full of curiosity. This was the most attention they'd ever seen him pay his pet. It was also the most sound they'd ever heard from the creature. It was unusually silent, never even making a sound when Snape pulled hard enough on the leash for it to fall to its knees. One of his students, a 4th year on a dare in a detention, had gone into the nook and came out with the report that the space was quite comfortable and that it had a crescent-shaped hook for the leash. None of the 4th years could reconcile the teacher's consideration with the strict behaviour he seemed to expect from his pet. No one knew how he enforced such unusually mild behaviour from a beast known for its uncontrollable actions. There were some in the Slytherin common room who believed the animal must be potioned or be spelled. Others in the school believed that the animal had been tortured before he was given to Snape, and that he was just taking advantage of previous training. Some students in the school, among them the entire Hufflepuff 7th year, believed that Snape tortured the creature in his rooms at night. Patricia Wilcombe pounded on the door to Professor Snape's private rooms. It was late on Saturday night, and she was out after curfew. She was very scared. One of her dorm mates had secretly brewed a potion and fed it to one of the underclassmen. Apparently, she'd felt slighted by the younger student's oldest brother and had waited to take revenge. The underclassman was foaming at the mouth and convulsing on the floor of his dorm. Patricia knew that there was an even chance that she'd be punished by her head of house for disturbing him, no matter how urgently he was needed. The sounds she was hearing from the other side of the door, sounds of an animal in pain, weren't helping her fortitude. The door was pulled sharply open to reveal Snape's glowering face. "Yes," he barked. Not looking directly at him, she launched into a slightly garbled account of the crisis in the dorm rooms. As she spoke, her eyes moved over the room behind him. There were red spots and splashes on the floor, leading from some place she couldn't see towards the chairs in front of the fireplace. A large silver bowl full of water sat next to one of the chairs, the water in it an odd shade of pink. Cloths were scattered around, some damp, others folded and stacked nearby, one crusted over with blood. As her eyes drifted, she saw the professor's pet's leg dripping blood from several deep scratches. Some wounds, closest to the animal's ankle, were shiny with salve, but the others... With a gasp, she realised that she'd been staring into her head of house's rooms. She looked up at him, terrified, and winced as he snarled at her. "Well, what are you waiting for, you idiot girl? Take me to the dorms!" The slamming door behind them sounded like a coffin closing. Weeks later, she swore her friends to secrecy and told them what she'd seen. None of them could figure out what could have hurt the pet that much. The professor was usually quite protective of it. One of the older students overheard them talking about it some time after that, and mentioned that it was well known among the older students that the creature seemed to get hurt on a regular basis. But the students lost interest in the mystery as owls approached. The only place Professor Snape wouldn't bring his pet was the headmaster's office. None of the students knew if this was an injunction from Headmaster Malfoy, who was known for hating animals, or if it was something that the professor simply chose not to do. Instead, he would walk with the pet to the headmaster's hall, then leave it in the hallway with its leash attached to another hook. Some of the softer-hearted students thought it was cruel to leave the animal there for hours at a time, but most shrugged it off. All the students were fascinated by the way the creature would sit, unnaturally still, until Snape came back for it. Its eyes didn't brighten when it saw the professor, and it remained perfectly still, but it was clear that it had been waiting. The professor also didn't brighten when he saw that his pet had been waiting patiently. However, he always had a treat of some sort for it after meetings with the headmaster. Once a passing Ravenclaw heard Headmaster Malfoy laugh at the professor and ask why he gave the animal anything. The professor's quiet voice replied that he enjoyed knowing that he held the power of happiness or misery over the dumb beast. As the student passed the two adults, he noticed that the professor's hand was buried in the soft strands of the hair on his pet's head, absently rubbing and stroking.